The devotional for today was written by Kimberly Rusaw. Years ago, Throwback Thursday, #TBT, went viral on social media. On Thursdays, people used to post their awkward grammar school photos, pictures of their laughable high school hairstyles, and reminisce about their youthful sports accomplishments. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter timeliness were full of these self-deprecating images, as #TBT became a lighthearted way for people to put their imperfections on display for their virtual community. But people never posted images of them breaking laws, engaging in morally questionable behavior, or committing acts of violence on #TBT. Nobody shared their miserable failures, embarrassing mistakes, or poor life decisions on #TBT. Have you ever made such a colossal mess of things that you wanted to make yourself invisible? Have you ever been entrusted with an assignment that you botched so badly that all you could do is hope time would make others forget about your transgression? It is one thing to mess up, but it is another thing to mess up publicly. As Christians, we try, but we do not always get it right. Often we lament our own thoughts and actions. And when we fail to live into the life of faith, grace, and mercy, the words of the prophet Amos offer us hope during Advent season. Even when we have committed grievous acts, have mistreated others, or have been disparaged and punished for acting unjustly, there is hope in the midst of the lament. In the same way, biblical Israel should seek the Lord and seek good and not evil. So should we. We can seek to establish justice. We can change. We can do better. And the Lord will be gracious to us. There is hope in the idea that our Creator is gracious. Let us pray. Gracious God, we have not always gotten it right. Our thoughts, our words, and our deeds have not always aligned with your vision for our life. We are saddened by how our acts and the very remembrance of them grieves us. We seek good and not evil. We seek justice and not wrong. Have mercy on us. Forgive us. Be gracious unto us. Amen.